The reason I have decided to participate in February is because, well, it could be good fun, maybe meet a few new people through this social network that is using audio, but also I want to practice my storytelling skills. I want to get a little bit better at it, and it's something that doesn't come naturally to me. It's something that I'm honing as I continue to do more and more of this new media thing, along with my podcasts and everything else I do. A little bit of writing, a little bit of video production, a little bit of storytelling and everything, isn't there? And I'm constantly honing my skill, and I see it as an incredibly valuable skill to have. I love great storytellers, the people who can craft a tale that doesn't use too many unnecessary things to get the point across and can drag you deep into that emotional pit that is sometimes where they want to take you. It's a wonderful, wonderful skill and craft, and those who can do it well with the voice in telling a yarn about things I hold up with great regard. Garrison Keillor is somebody I think of immediately when it comes to the craft of storytelling. And it's subtle to understand exactly what that craft is and how it's used. And it amazes me how some people are incredibly poor at it, even though they make their living as storytellers. Here in Berlin, I've just been to a storytelling seminar about, what was it? Is it how to tell stories in documentaries and how to go about that. And the two, well, very artistic documentary filmmakers who were on the panel were both really, really appalling at telling their own story. Neither of them had even so much as an elevator pitch. And as they were trying, and I use the word trying because they didn't achieve it. They were going all around it. They weren't able to get across very clearly the points they were trying to make. And they waffled and they showed video clips and they went off on all these wild tangents and didn't resolve the points they were attempting to make. They were very, very bad at it. And I thought, for people who are professionals at finding a topic and then creating a documentary that tells a story, they were very bad at it. Now, that could be partly because they only know how to project themselves through the cinematic experience and they don't have the skill to be able to speak it in an audio storytelling style like I'm doing right now. Or it could be because of the style of storytelling they do, because they're very much artists. You know, we're talking about art house documentaries here, that observational life story where you have a fixed camera observing what's going on in a room for 2 or 3 minutes. It's not a storytelling style I particularly like, observational storytelling. I think it needs to be a little bit more engaging and a bit more interesting than that. So maybe it's because of that style that they didn't have a clear, concise story to tell about their own story. And I think it's a real shame. And I think I'm going to continue to do more and more of these audio boos because it continues to hone my skill to force me to get across the point. And before I started this recording, I actually went, now what is the single point I want to get across? And hopefully I've achieved that, because there's no need in 5 minutes to go on about a dozen different topics. I just want to get across one point, and that is there's great value in knowing how to tell a story. And I've just shown you an example of somebody who you would think could have that skill and don't seem to have it. Anyway, that's it for today. It's snowing again. It's snowing. Winter. Amazing.